Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together with one Klal Yisrael, to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Iyar, 28th day of the Omer in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, 14th day of the month of Iyar. We continue to hold Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominions, to princes, His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be His will, the Nomar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechezkel Freundlich, Congregation of Beth Shalom in Lawrence, New York, to share words of the Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Freundlich's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chuf Chaf Aleph, and Chuf Lamed, which are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, that is both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishnah Berach for our incredible Chayalim, finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Freundlich will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And with that, Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Freundlich, who I was supposed to see the other day. It's like we had Rabbi Trump on the other day. I was supposed to see Rabbi Freundlich. It wasn't in the cards. It didn't work out for me to be there, but looking forward to future opportunities. Chavod.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. Really a kol hakavod to the OU, to Rabbi Herman, to all of those of you listening. I remember the first time I did this was, got to be 6 years ago, the beginning of COVID. So an amazing thing that this is still going on, and to all of you out there listening, and learning and davening and getting chizuk. It's amazing. Every high school boy who has ever gone on a school trip knows that amongst all the many things that he's told, he has one above all important command, and that is, don't make a chilul Hashem. Now, this boy has no idea what that means. He just knows that every time he gets on the bus and every time he gets off the bus, some teacher is going to say to him, don't make a chilul Hashem, boys. And figuring out what exactly that is his job, which eventually, hopefully, he will do. One of the sources for that concept comes out of our parsha. This week, parsha's Emor, which introduces the specific, unique laws of the Kohen in the beginning of the parsha. The Kohen has a special status, and the Torah gives him a series of special laws, particularly relating to who he can marry and who he's allowed to become tamei for, who he's allowed to go to a cemetery, a funeral for amongst his family, who he's not allowed to go to. And at the end of this opening description, the Torah says, this dual, double-sided coin, Kedoshim Yihiyu Leilo Kechem, you have to be Kadosh. And on the flip side, Velo Yichalilu Shema Lo Kechem, you cannot be Mechalel, you cannot create a Chilul, a desecration of Hashem's name. But the Torah doesn't give us specifics. What does that look like? What does a Kohen need to do in order to then be fulfilling this Kadosh, he's a Kiddush Hashem, and what would he do wrong to then be a Chilul Hashem? That's the Torah tells us, be Mekadosh and don't be Mechalo. How, why? Torah is not so specific. We do have the laws that he's given in terms of who we can marry, but it seems like it's even more than that. So I want to share an amazing comment from the Netziv. The Netziv was known by his acronym, the Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in the famed Volozhin Yeshiva, which closed in the late 1890s in Russia. And the Netziv was a Rosh Yeshiva there for about 40 years, and he actually gave a Chumash here, which was later written down by his students into his commentary on the Chumash called the Heit Nekadavar. And he writes as follows, whenever we talk about Kedusha, being sanctified, it always has a reference to being a parish, being separated, being distinct, being different. if you want to be kadosh, so like if we're all the same, then nobody's kadosh. There's a concept of a higher level kedusha, means you have to act differently. And in what way? So he says, so people separate themselves for different ways. Some people do it in not such great ways. They do it in gaivan, with a haughtiness, with a level of like, I'm just better than you. That's not what the Kohen's being told to be done here. What the Kohen's being told is to separate himself in a positive way. And he says that he needs to be mitsuyan. He needs to be distinct. He needs to be excellent. The midos tovos uvitsnios. Meaning with his midos, his behaviors, interpersonal actions, the way that he interacts with people, his midos tovos, and his tznius, his modesty. Tznius doesn't have to do with women, has to do with men just as much, and it doesn't have to do with skirt length. It has to do with modesty, how a person acts, behaves, speaks, talks, what they show to other people from what they have, what they keep inside. A Kohen has to be, says the Nitziv, a mitsuyon in his midos tovos and in his tznius. And that's how he'll be mekadesh shem shemayim, because you serve Hashem, you're the Kohen. We come to you in the Beis HaMikdash. And on the flip side, says the Nitziv, what would it mean if a Kohen is Mechalel Hashem, he creates a Chilel Hashem? The Nitziv says, in lo yisnahagu benidos mitsuyanos, if he doesn't act in these specific, distinct behaviors of tznius and of midos tovos, then he is a Chilel Hashem. Af al gavan, this is the important line, she'eino avon be'emes. It's no real sin. He didn't do anything different. He's like everybody else. He's like, what did I do wrong? So I wasn't a mitsuyon in midos tovos. I'm like everybody else in Joel. I wasn't a mitsuyon in my level of tznius and my modesty. I'm like everybody else. Nitziv writes, but you're a Kohen. You're not like everybody else. You are a Kohen. And as a Kohen, you're the Mishare Hashem. You're the one who serves Hashem. We come to you for our korbanos. We come to you for guidance. You're the Kohen. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. And you're acting like us? You're acting like everybody else? You're just like a regular guy? You're not a regular guy. That's a chilul Hashem for a Kohen not to be acting in a way that distinguishes himself, because he is distinguished, and therefore he's required to act in a way that's distinguished. And if he does, that's a kiddush Hashem, because people say, that's a Kohen. You see, he's different. Look at the way he acts. Look at the way he speaks. And if he's like everybody else, that's a chilul Hashem, even though he didn't do anything intrinsically wrong. It's a chilul Hashem for a Kohen to act that way. This is a powerful teaching, that when you're distinct, you have to act in a certain, it's not a fake, you didn't do anything wrong. You can't be normal, because you're not, you're different. When the Gemara talks about all of us as a chilul Hashem, what's a chilul Hashem? The Gemara has a long discussion in the end of Maseches Yuma. What does it mean for a person to be in the chilul Hashem? Because the Gemara has very strong punishments for somebody who violates the chilul Hashem, who commits a chilul Hashem. So Gemara says, well, what is it? So the Gemara lists a number of the sages of the Talmud who describe what it would be like. And Rav says, you know what a chilul Hashem would be like? It would be like someone like me who walked into the butcher shop and then walked out without paying. And even though that's what everybody does, they put it on a tab and they come back later. And the butcher knows that that's what I'm going to do. And I know that's what I'm going to do. But if I would walk out and somebody would see someone like me walking into a store and then walking out without paying, that's a chilul Hashem. Because they're going to say, like, you didn't pay? Well, how can this be? Even though I didn't do anything wrong. That's a chilul Hashem. Abaye, when he heard that, he said, you know what? That's true. Whenever I go to the butcher and there are two partners, two butchers who own the shop, I would pay each one. I would pay butcher number one, and then I would pay butcher number two, so that no one, neither of them thinks that I didn't pay. And then I would bring them together later, and I would say, I paid you, right? And I paid you. Okay, good. One of you give me back my money. I just didn't even want one of you to think for a moment that I would walk out without paying. So I make sure to pay you both, just in case you would see me. That's what it means. I said, I have to be careful. Personally, I don't even want anybody to think, even if you did anything wrong. I know. You can't even think that I did something wrong. I have to be different. I have to be different. This is such a lesson for us. I have to tell you that as Jews, we are always in the news, and there seems to be like this double standard. Like the world treats countries in a certain way, and they treat Israel differently. And we always complain. Someone said there's such a double standard. You never treat any other country. You never hold any other country to these expectations. Only us. And it's almost always said as a complaint that we, the Jewish people, have against the world for holding us to a double standard. And it's true, it's a complaint. But I just have to share an amazing story. When I moved into Atlanta many, many years ago, literally our first week there, we were young, 20, 25. I think we were learning in Baltimore for a couple. We moved there, and our kids were not yet in school. But the school had just moved into a new building right in the middle of the neighborhood. It had been a private Christian academy before, and the Jewish day school had just bought it and they were about to move in for the first time. And literally 2 days before the opening day of school, the fire department listed a series of violations of fire safety code that needed to be fixed until the school could be open and delayed the opening for a week. And you can imagine the tumult when like a whole school, all these kids and parents, what are we going to do with the kids for a week? And everything was thrown off. Literally, they announced it like the Friday before Monday opening or something like that. And so that Shabbos, everybody was upset. How could it be? There are 10 years, 20 years, this other Christian academy had been in this school and the fire department had no issues. And all of a sudden, the Jewish community buys the school and all these, that's where everybody was talking. And I ended up with the principal. Now, the Kalman Rosenbaum, which lives in Buell, lives in Eretz Yisrael now. He had been my principal in Highland Park, New Jersey, when I was growing up in elementary school, and then we ended up next door neighbors in Atlanta many, many years later. So he invited us for lunch that first Shabbos we were there, right after this news broke, and I remember so clearly him saying, "This is good. Yes, they're treating us differently than everybody, but you know something he's saying? They should. We should be held to a higher standard. We are different. We have a mission. We are to bring godliness and a holiness into this world. And it's true. We should not be treated like everybody else. And this is a wonderful thing. We will always be held to a higher standard." It was such a change of perspective from that which until today, we always complain and we yell and scream, "It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair." True, it's not fair. But you know what? It's a mission that we have. We're the Am Kadosh. We are a holy nation. We are an Am HaNivcha. We are a chosen nation. And what it means to be kadosh, and what it means to be chosen, you're not like everybody else. It's true. Just like a kohen, if he acts like everybody else, he can say, "I'm like everybody else." That's a chilul Hashem. You're a kohen. You serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's true for all of us as Jews vis-a-vis the entire world. We can act like everybody else, but we're not like everybody else. We have a godly mission. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose us. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he gave us the Torah, and he said, "You be that Or L'Goyim. You be that light unto the nation." We are not like everybody else. And therefore, to be a Kiddush Hashem, you have to be mitsuyan. You have to be distinct. You have to be excellent. The midos tovos ubitznios, with modesty, with our behavior, more than everybody else. In order to be in Mekadesh in Shemayim, and Chas V'Shalom, never to be a Chil Hashem, we're not like everybody else. We shouldn't be treated like everybody else. We want to be distinct. We want to be unique. We want to be special. And we are. And we therefore have to live to a level. It's a high, high bar. Not easy. It is not easy. But that is our mission, meaning Yizoycha, to live lives of Kedusha, of Tznius, of modesty, and of Midas Tovos, where people look at the Jew and they say, "Wow, that's how a human being acts and behaves." Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Let's say some Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf. Tamatech Nizmor LeDavid, Yansad, Yunaydi, Yonsera, Yisagev, Hashem, Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezra, Chomi, Kodesh, Umitziyon, Yisadeka, Yizkor, Kol, Minchosecha, Vioi, Lasecha, Yidash, Nesela, Yitain, Lachach, Yilvavel, Chol, Vachol, Atzasecha, Yimalei, Nirad, Yonaydi, Shuvah, Sech, Uvishem, Eloheinu, Nidgo, Yimalei, Adunai, Kol, Misha, Aloitech, Ata, Yadati, Ki, Hoshi, Adunai, Mishicho, Yaneum Yishmei Kodesho Bikburos Yesho Yimino Eile Vorecha V'Eile Vasusim V'Anachu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Eima Karo V'Nochol V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisvay Dor Adonai Hoshiyo HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yoyim Kareinu Perk Kuf Chos Alos Shir Lama Alos Esoy Nayel Hehorim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim V'Oretz Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shaymerecha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shaymerecha, adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha, yaymam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yadayach malayla, adonai yishmorcha mikol rach, yishmor es nafshecha, adonai yishmor teischa uvoecha, me'ata me'ad olam. Tarek Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hama Alos Mima Makim Kiro Ticha Adunai Adunai Shema Vekoili Kienoz Necho Kashu Vos Lekol Tachanunai Ima Voinos Tishmariyo Adunai Mia Amod Ki Im Mecho Asenecho Lima Anetu Varei Ki Vici Adunai Ki Vesan Nafshi Velid Varo Hoi Kolti Nafshi Adunai Mishaymin Laboiker Shoyim Rim Laboiker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kiyim Adonai Yachaser Ve'arbei Mofidus Ve'u Yifteth Yisrael Mikol Avonai Yisov.
Amen. Thank you so much, Roy Freundlich. Great to have you on. We're looking forward to having you back. Please, God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and assistance with the program. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. And hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day, safe, wonderful, and beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back next week.